My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?
Hello and welcome to Dork Addendum 10. Andy Ashcraft just said to me, it'll make you feel better to make a chicken. He is correct. I am dorky about chickens. These are the shorter episodes. This is an addendum. I read your emails. We are currently in 2013, you guys. That's right. We're only 2 years behind. January of 2013. Let's get into it. By the way, Patrick Brady does not do the audio on these. I do the audio on these. So feel free, if there's troubles, if there's terribles, as my grandmother used to say, to email me, Jackie, at JackieCation.com. If you don't listen to The Dork Forest and you've just landed on this for some weird reason, please listen to A Dork Forest. This is an addendum, a dork addendum. And go to JackieCation.com or DorkForest.com to do that. Here we go. Let's start the... Now, I think I've marked this as the next one to read. January 17th, 2013, from Matt Bockstruck. Dear Jackie, I saw your comedy set once, and it was great. When are you coming to the Midwest around St. Louis, Missouri, to do a show? Well, first of all, 2013. I never go to St. Louis, but I have been there with Maria just this year, and sadly, it looks like I did not respond to your email. Greg, Matt, Bockstruck, making me the worst. Anyway, let's continue. January 17th, 2013 as well, from Janet. Hi, Jackie. I was just at the taping of The Dork Forest. Yippee! And I thought I'd make your life a little easier and send you the link to the author of the Outlander series regarding sexy men in kilts and time travel that Sean mentioned. Oh, this must have been the Chicago episode with Sean Patton. And that author's name is Diana Gabaldon, or Diana G. Abaldon. There we go. Hope you didn't freeze on your way to find Chinese food. Thanks, Janet. P.S. Thanks for making the night perfect by saying Bossy Magoo. That always makes me giggle. Well, Janet, I'm glad you enjoyed the live Dork Forest in Chicago 2 years ago. Let me say this, is I tried to read Outlander, and I couldn't do it. Everyone seems very handsome in the television program. I've tried to watch that, too, but I'm not watching enough television, so I'm glad you like it. Next one, Greg Marsh from the 19th of 2013. January. Hi, Jackie. It was very nice to meet you this week. Speaking to you in person, seeing a Dork Forest recording and your performance, as well as my pub investment, have made this the best start to a year. I can remember the poster you signed for me will be hung up. Oh, this will be the best start to a year I can remember. Sorry about that. The poster you signed for me will be hung up prominently at the Prince Albert Pub. I hope you're Godrich show goes well, and the drive was not too arduous. My family that wanted to come see you came down with the incredible flu yesterday. Since I had a lot of crap to do Sunday, including driving back home, I stayed home and got a start on a bunch of stuff I've not had time to do lately. Again, it was wonderful to meet you and see you perform. Please come back to Toronto again soon. Wow. So not only was I... That must have been not Sean Patton that Janet wrote to me about, but Sean Cullen in Toronto. All right, well, now we know. And then he signed it. This guy Greg in Toronto signed it with the elvish quote that's on the Dork Forest t-shirt that means I found it. It's when Aragorn finds the white tree at the end of The Lord of the Rings. Also from the 19th, got several emails from Toronto. Hopefully I responded to these people. I do not see responses. You know how like your email always says if you responded. But Janet, Tomas, let's talk. Your set last night was great. Hope the second one went well. I knew you were a reader, but after your set, I realized you are a reader. So I'll warn you about the Jamie books, the main sexy guy in the kilt in the Outlander series. The book starts out great, but unfortunately not all the books are that good. But if you're hooked, and hopefully... So you keep reading. But the first ones are really good, and they hold a special place in my heart because my girlfriend used to tease me about reading books with swords and spaceships, and she's the one that got me reading the Outlander books. I pointed out that she was reading books with swords and time travel, and the teasing miraculously went away. Have a safe trip back. Have a safe trip back. See you next time when you're in Toronto. I have not been back to Toronto in a long time. I would like to come back. Ian Atlas, you book that gig. And he's wanted to book me again, but it hasn't worked out timing-wise. Janet continues, by the way, the woman sitting beside me lost it when you talked about dating a nerd. So I asked if her husband had his own curio cabinet. And she said no, but in her case, it was a bookcase of manga. Thanks, Janet. All right. January 20th. Hi, Jackie. I've been bugging the shit out of my local comedy club, Side Splitters, Knoxville, Tennessee, to book you, so I guess I was wondering if you would actually come to Bumfuck, Tennessee. If not, I really understand. Otherwise, I will never leave these people alone. Dork Rangers unite. Thank you, James. James Donahue of Knoxville. Yeah, keep bugging them. I have not. This is from 2013, and I've never heard from them. January 25th, 2013. Thank you for the great comedy. I enjoy hearing you on 2470 Comedy and Bob and Tom. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Greg. 210, 2013. February. Oh, we're going to get to 2015 any minute now. Hi, I'm an aspiring comic from Spokane, Washington. Spokane? You've been a big inspiration on my goal to do stand-up. I've never seen you do a show here. I think you have, but I've never made it. Just wanted to tell you. Liam Lesh. That means thank you in Salish. I hope I can see you live. From a guy named Rez Williams. Rez, I get the sense that English is not your first language, but whatever it is, it's better than whatever language you're speaking, and my... I can't do it. Anyway, so... I wonder if I ever responded to this guy. He wanted to interview me. Doesn't look like it. Hopefully I did. How about Richard Rosso? What does it cost to get you and Maria to perform at a town? I would like to do that. I live in Lompoc, California. I don't know if it'd be worth it for you. I don't know anything about promoting, what size room, or security. There's one restaurant with a back room. This is a small town. But if you don't mind, I'd like to know. Thank you, Richard Rosso. Very expensive, Richard. Very expensive to get Maria and I to come up there, especially back in February 13th of 2013. It does look like I responded to that. Yeah, it would be thousands of dollars, and I don't think it would work. But you should come and see us where whatever the biggest town close to Rosso is. 2/13/2013, saw you on Conan. You were great. I've been a fan for years, Brickle Chip, and loved your routine. As an ex-semi-blind cat owner, ex-blind, still a cat owner, I adored your bit on contacts for cats. Is this where I admit that we give our 15-year-old cat fluids every other night? But we get them at Costco at a discount, so that counts for something, yes? Thanks for continuing great comedy, Marcy. Well, Marcy, you are not alone. You are not alone, and I love that you're getting discount fluids at Costco. 2/14/2013 as well. Hi, Jackie. I heard you on You Had to Be There and other various podcasts, and then I started getting into the Dork Forest, and I love it. I am also from Wisconsin, Jefferson specifically, went to St. Norbert, but I live in Jersey, so I similarly reference it constantly. I just wanted to drop a note, let you know how much I enjoy your podcast and you. Thank you for many hours of wonderful listening enjoyment, and I will definitely make sure to get your show the next time you're in New York City. Also, are you still selling magnets? I would love to buy a Dork Forest magnet. Best, Greta. I'm out of magnets, Greta, and I can't find a new producer of magnets that are reasonably cheap because I mostly give them away. But hopefully in 2013, it looks like I responded to you. I still had some, and I just mailed you one because that would have been a nice thing for me to do. Let's see. Where are we at? Are we at 15 minutes? No, but we are at 8.5 minutes. And this is where I usually tell people what I'm doing dork-wise for another 7 minutes. Well, sadly, I'm still reading a lot of romance novels, you guys. Ever since my dad went into the hospital, I have been coping by reading a lot of romance novels. Here's the thing about romance novels. You don't really keep them. They're like magazines, is the only best way to explain it. You throw them away. You try to leave them somewhere where somebody hopefully will take them so that you haven't spent $8 in vain. And but I was trying to remember, how did I get off the romance novel jag the last time I was on a romance novel jag? Because literally, what has it been? August? And now it is April? That's a long time. And the only way to judge how many romance novels you've read is really by money. And I would say that I've spent hundreds of dollars in the last 7 months or whatever that is. So I remembered that the way to get off romance novels is not to try to read different kinds of fiction, but to read nonfiction. It changes my brain over. So right now, I have started and am mostly through a really good nonfiction book called Stewardship, Lessons Learned from the Lost Culture of Wall Street. Yes, financial, I don't know anything about finance. So it's funny to me that I would read a book about the financial meltdown. But this is my my sister, Darla Cation, RBC Dane Rauscher, financial advisor, if you're looking for one, darlacation.com. She pronounces it Cashian. Anyway, but this is written by her boss, John G. Taft. That last name, Taft, his great-grandfather, William Howard Taft, the president of the United States from like 1909. Anyway, this book is fascinating. It's a pretty easy read, and I can understand what happened to some extent. I think he might have simplified it, and there's definitely a lot of charts and graphs that I haven't really delved into, but it's about what financial advising ought to be. It's what wealth management should be. And he seems like a good guy, and he names names, and he talks about RBC Dane Rauscher being the only giant bank that didn't get, not the only one, but one of the only ones that didn't get sued, and they didn't deal with the bundling and the troubles there. And then he also explains why the people at like Goldman Sachs and the giant perpetrators of these frauds didn't go to jail. And he said it was because they had, you know, they were skirting just the edge of legality. It was ethically wrong what they were doing, but it was not legally wrong what they were doing. So some people who did cross that line did go to jail, but for the most part, they knew exactly where that line was. Their lawyers told them. And so the dirtbags didn't go to jail because they were ethically not cool, but they were legally in their rights, and that was obnoxious. But RBC Dane Rauscher is also a Canadian business, and so he talks about the Canadian banking. They didn't crash as bad as the U.S. banking, and he talks about why that is so. And I cannot put it into words, but it's a fascinating book. So if you're bored and need to get away from reading crap, I recommend John G. Jet Taft's book, Stewardship, Lessons Learned from the Lost Culture of Wall Street. And I think that's about it, you guys. Let's call it a day. I think 13 minutes, that seems like a fair amount of time. Tune into the regular Dork Forest every Tuesday, where I talk to people about stuff they love. I hope you're all well out there. Take care. Bye.